各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you.
今天晚上继续来查考撒母耳记上。
Tonight I'd like to continue to study First Samuel.
我们活在这个世间，常常都有同侪的压力。
While living in this world, we face peer pressure.
年轻人有这样的压力。
Not only youths face this kind of pressure.
有一次，一个孩子跟爸爸说，跟妈妈说，我不要再带这个黑色的海苔所包的饭团到学校去吃了。
Once this little boy said to his mom, I don't want to bring rice wrapped with black seaweed to school for lunch anymore.
妈妈说为什么呢？
The mom asked why.
小朋友说，因为我同学问我说，为什么你在吃黑色的汉堡？
Because my classmate asked me, why do you eat black hamburger?
Black hot dog.
A black hot dog.
捡起来像 hot dog 啊。他说他们都在笑我啊。
They're all laughing at me.
所以他不这样不再带这个东西了。
And that's why he doesn't want to bring this to school anymore.
不只是小朋友他们有一些同侪的压力。
Not only do little kids face peer pressure.
有时候我们到国外去先到旅行或先到怎么某一个省份的人呢特别喜欢出国赚钱。
Sometimes when we go to another country for missionary trip, we observe how come people from a certain country loves to travel abroad to make money.
那因为这个省份的这个村落的人呢，长大了就是要出国去赚钱呢。
Because people who grew up in this province, their goal when they grow up is to go to another country to make money.
赚到钱就是要回乡建一个很大的高楼来光宗耀祖啊。
And when they make their first bucket of gold, their goal is to return to their country and make a big shrine to glorify their ancestors.
那这个建这个大楼，其实他们人在国外。都没有人住里面是养蚊子而已。
Or excuse me, a big tall building, and no one will live in this building, and only mosquitoes will live in it.
为什么要这样做呢？
Why do they do this?
因为前村的人都是这样做
Because everyone in the village act the same way.
所以我们活在这个世界常常看到别人怎么样做，我们都有一种压力。
And therefore, while living in this world, we often face pressure when observing what other people are doing.
在撒母耳的时代呢，很多国家他们都有的王。
In the time of Samuel, countries around Israel have kings.
所以呢，以色列国他们有这种看到这样的事情也要跟别人一样。
When the people of Israel saw this, they want to be like them.
那撒母耳就来辅导他们这件事情的一个过程。
Samuel tried to counsel them.
所以我们用这个题目来谈撒母耳记上，我们来谈三点。
Using this topic from 1 Samuel, I'd like to share with you 3 points.
就是以色列百姓想要跟别人一样。
First is the people of Israel wish to be like other nations.
那我们一个辅导的人要去看一看这个压力是不是合乎神的旨意。
As a counselor, we have to examine whether this pressure is according to God's will.
最后要看看要怎么样纠正。如果对方不听我们的纠正，我们应该怎么样做呢？
And what if the other party refused to listen to our advice or correction? What should we do?
今天晚上我们就来谈这三点。
Tonight, I'd like to share with you these 3 points.
我们来看《撒母耳记上》第八章第四节、第五节。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 4 and 5.
撒母耳记上八章四节、五节。
1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 4 and 5.
Next slide. 八章四节、五节。
Chapter 8, verse 4 and 5.
以色列的长老都聚集来到拉玛见撒母耳。第五节
Verse 5.
对他说你年纪老迈了你儿子不行你的道现在求你为我们立一个王治理我们像列国一样请你读第五节
Verse 5 And they said to him Behold you have grown old and your sons now walk in your ways Now appoint a king for us to judge us like all the nations
所以我们看到以色列人想要跟列国一样
We see that Israelites wanted to be like all the nations
那原因大概有两个
And perhaps there are 2 reasons
他们想要跟列国一样因为呢他们遇到一个极大的压力
First is that they face a great pressure
我们来看撒母耳记上的十二章十二节
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 12
撒母耳记上十二章十二节
1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 12
十二章十二节你们见亚门人的王拿辖来攻击你们就对我说我们定要 一个王治理我们，其实主你们的神是你们的王。请读。
Verse 12, when you saw that Nahash, the king of the son of Ammon, came against you, you said to me, No, but a king shall reign over us, although the Lord your God was your king.
当我们有一些压力啊，我们这条路走不通啊，有一些压力的时候呢，我们就想学习别人到底怎么走那一条路的。
When our way doesn't work and we face certain pressure, then we want to learn from others to see how they walk.
你知道以色列百姓啊，他们这个时候是手无寸铁，他们没有铁器啊。
And do you know that at this point of time, Israelites had no weapons?
你知道后来呀，扫罗王跟非利士人打仗的时候呢？
When Saul was fighting against Philistines,
全国大概只有两支箭呢、啊，就是约拿丹的箭啊，约拿丹的刀啊，跟这个扫罗王。
Out of the entire nation, they only have two swords, and King Saul and his son had those two swords.
他们要打一个铁器啊，都要到非利士去啊，才可以办法打到一个农作物用的铁器啊。
If they wanted to make an iron tool, they had to go to the Philistines and ask for their help.
所以在文明来讲呢，以色列国啊，这个时候他们的文明啊是低于非利士人其他国家的。
In regard to civilization, you can say that Israelites had a lower civilization.
那这个时候又遇到外国王的一种攻击啊。
And now they face attack from a foreign king.
压力很大。
They face a great pressure.
所以就想跟别的国家一样啊。
And therefore, they wanted to be like other nations.
另外一个为什么他们要跟别人一样呢？
Another reason that they want to be like others.
就是他们那一条路已经走，觉得走不通了。
Is that the way that they travel on does no longer work for them?
就是好像到一个 dead end， 就是他们国家走到一个情形，好像不晓得继续往下走了，所以看人家怎么做，他要学人家怎么做。
It's like they have come to a dead end. They no longer know how to act. That's why they want to learn from other nations.
我们来看第撒母耳记上的第八章。
Please turn to First Samuel chapter 8.
我们把红线夹在撒母耳记上第八章。
Please put your bookmark in First Samuel chapter 8.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第一节开始好了。
Starting from verse 1.
撒母耳年纪老迈，就立他儿子做以色列的士师。第二节，长子叫约珥，次子名叫亚比亚，他们在别示巴做士师。第三节，他儿子不行他的道，贪图财利，收受贿赂，屈枉正直。请读第三节。
Verse 3, his sons, however, did not walk in his ways, but turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribes, and perverted justice.
他们觉得他们国家这样下去不行了。
They feel that their nation can no longer continue in this way.
因为不像别人一样有王啊，可以治理他们。
Unlike other nations who had kings to rule over them.
最好的带领就位先知也是士师，就是撒母耳。
Their best leader was this judge Samuel.
那可是呢，他年纪已经老迈了。
Yet he was growing old.
有时候我们觉得别人老了，可能没办法做太多的事情。
Sometimes when you feel that as a person grows older, the less things that you can do.
其实主是以观察啊，其实撒母耳从现在开始啊，正是爬上服侍的高峰。
But if you observe carefully, you'll see that Samuel was climbing to the height of his servitude.
因为这个时候开始呢，他就高了两位王。
Because from that point onward, he anointed two kings.
事实上，在这时候，他生命的 mission 根本还没有开始，他一个使命根本就还没有开始。
In actuality, the mission of his life had not yet begun.
所以，但是我们从人的眼光看起来，他年纪大了，他没有什么用了。
But from our perspective, it seems like he's grown old and he's useless.
他的儿子也被立为士师撒母耳比较了解不可以立为祭司因为。这个孩子太坏了。
And he appointed his sons judges of Israel, and he did not appoint his sons as priests because he knew how wicked his sons were.
但是呢，他的孩子即使说行政上的领导人员他们也是收受贿赂、屈枉正直、贪图财利。
Even though his sons were made leaders over administrative matters, yet they continued to accept to bribes and pervert the justice.
我们看撒母耳记看到以利跟撒母耳都是相当忠心的工人。
When we read the book of Samuel, we discovered that both Eli and Samuel were faithful servants.
但是他们的孩子都是不是在神面前称为义的人。
Yet their children are not considered as righteous men before God's eyes.
这个是让我们做圣工的人一个提醒。
And this is a warning against those who do holy work.
在现在我们也看到有时候 一些工人的孩子也觉得别人也看起来也不是在神面前也不是义人。
And sometimes to another person's eye, children of certain holy workers might not be so righteous.
当然这些都是工人的痛。
Of course, these are pains to these holy workers.
小弟有一次读我们的青年这个圣灵月刊。
Once I read an article from our church's magazine.
有一个退休的传道他得了忧郁症。
There's a retired pastor who had gotten depression.
为什么他退休会得忧郁症呢
？How come he had depression after he retired?
实在是他的孩子不行神的道，让他非常的忧心。
It's because his children did not walk in the path of God, and that's why they caused him many much trouble.
那实际上生命记第六章又把教养孩子的责任托在以色列，就是男人的身上。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 has entrusted the duty of bringing up children to the shoulder of man.
他说以色列你要听
It says, Oh, listen, Israel.
你要尽心尽力尽心尽力爱主你的神。
Excuse me, hear, O Israel, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
要按照神的旨意来教导孩子。
And with all your might, which means that you have to bring up your children in God's will.
那我们知道这个以色列的社会就是男人为主的社会所以爸爸实在是要负起这种最大的责任。
And we know that the society of Israel was a male-dominant society. That's why fathers have to take this responsibility.
所以工人即使再忙，应该小弟也自我勉励要拨一点时间要来治理我们自己的家人。
No matter how busy a worker is, he must take time to manage his household.
所以因为他们的路觉得走不下去了，走不通了。
Because they feel that they come to a dead end.
最好的方法就是学习列国来立一个王来治理他们，跟别人一样。
They feel that the best way is to learn from other nations and have a king over them, just like other nations.
其实神的国度实在是不一样的。
But the kingdom of God is different.
我们看哥林多后书第六章十七节、十八节。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书六章十七节、十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 and 18.
十六章十七节、十八节。对不起，第六章十七节、十八节。
Chapter 6 verse 17 and 18.
又说你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物。我就收纳你们十八节
18.
我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的其实我们要从这个社会出来。
So we have to come out from the society.
我们很多的观念想法做法不一定要学习世上的人。
We don't have to learn from the people of this world in regards to how we think and how we behave.
但是我们活在世界有时候我们暂时遇到困难，还有遇到同侪的压力我们就会选择世人的道路。
But sometimes when we face troubles or peer pressure, we choose to walk the way of this world.
所以你看，全世界的这种国家的演进过程很多国家都是一样的。
If you see study evolution of nations of this world, you'll identify some patterns.
就是从族长演进到君王的时期，再到宪政的时期。再到民主的时期
You'll see that how they evolved from a patriarch society to that of the king and to that of democracy.
你看现在埃及也是从这种君王的制度被推翻他们要的就是一个自由。
And look at how Egypt, people in that nation have overturned their king because they wanted democracy.
所以我们要跟列国一样，要走这样一个道路。
We want it to be like nations to walk the same path.
因为人会彼此学习，觉得什么是对人类最好的。
We learn from each other and pick up practices that we think are the best.
但是其实我们更要从圣经学习了。
But we have to even more learn from the Bible.
当然，学习别人有时候这是我们的一个，好像是我们很自然的就会去做的一件事情了。
Learning from others is something natural that we do.
你看有一个故事在谈到一个孤岛里面那一只猴子在吃那个红萝卜
For example, there's a story that goes, there's a monkey that eats carrots on an island.
那这个猴子有一天他就觉得这个红萝卜太脏了，就跑到海边去洗这个红萝卜
One day this monkey feels that carrots are too dirty, so he went to the water to wash the carrots.
这个 一起一吃，哎，觉得怎么红萝卜特别甜呢？
After he bite into carrots, he felt that, oh, this carrot is especially delicious.
因为海水有盐分所以红萝卜沾进去一吃就特别甜了。
Because seawater is salty, so once you dip carrots into seawater, the salt will make carrots become more tasty.
后来那个岛的猴子从此以后通通会沾海水吃红萝卜
From then on, every monkey in the island learned how to dip their carrots in seawater.
有时候我们也从别人的错误彼此学习，也效法别人
Sometimes we learn from other people's mistakes.
也学到别人，然后也跟别人来学习
And we learn from them.
也是一个猴子的实验，然后。
This is like the experiment that the monkey performed.
有一个人他这个做实验他让一个猴子在一个笼子里面，一群猴子在笼子里面
There's a person that did this experiment. He had a bunch of monkeys in a cage.
那把香蕉掉在高高的地方
And he hung this a banana high up.
如果有猴子要去吃那个香蕉它就会 trigger 一个 switch 然后呢，所有的猴子都会被电到这样子。
If a monkey dared to touch a banana, it would trigger a switch, and every monkey in that cage would be electrified.
刚开始大家都不知道，都去蒸那个香蕉，哇，就电得半死。
In the beginning, none of the monkey knew how this thing works, so they would all get electrified.
后来只要有猴子，再有猴子想要去拿那个香蕉，其他猴子就会揍那只猴子。
Electrocuted. So, but later on, they learned how the switch works. So whenever a monkey tries to touch a banana, the rest will start to beat.
后来如果有新进来的猴子呢干脆没有等到他去拿那个香蕉一进来就开始揍他一顿了再说
And to the point that they would start beating this new monkey so that he wouldn't even go near the banana
那这个这样做那个也跟着那样做因为怕自己被电到
So everyone just follow this practice because they're afraid to get electrocuted
我们动物我们人就是在环境当中摸索，也会跟着别人一起做事情，这是我们好像很自然的一个举动跟行为。
We as animals, we learn from each other to try to learn our environments.
有时候没有意义的事情呢，我们也会跟着做。
Sometimes we'll follow others to do meaningless things.
比如说我小时候跟人家学转笔
For example, when I was young, I learned how to spin a pen from other people.
我看我们现在的那个 J1 J2 很多人都会转笔而且转的比我们还好。
Oh, I see a lot of students from J1 J2 know how to spin their pens, and they do it better than we do.
那是无聊，其实是没有什么意义。但是因为大家都爱做，所以跟着学着做。人就是有这样的一个自然的习性。
The act itself is very meaningless, but because other people are doing it, you do it as well.
那因为很多人在做，你如果不做，真的有压力。
Because many people around you are doing it. If you don't follow the thing, you feel pressured.
所以你有注意到我们青年们读大一的时候呢如果信仰根基没有稳固大一常常是出状况最多的一个时间。
Therefore, you see that church youths on their first year in college most often is a time that they run into the most difficulties.
因为那个时候离开家庭有时候离开教会。
Because during that period of time, they are away from church, away from their family, and sometimes even church.
平常没有自由，现在可以享受大学生的自由。
They experience freedom that they've never experienced before.
很多人在喝酒，很多人在嗑药。
And many people are drinking and taking drugs.
很多人弟兄姐妹一不小心呢，就落入跟别人一样的陷阱了。
And brothers and sisters, if they're not careful, they'll fall into the same trap.
所以我们对这样的情形要有一个了解，有一个同情，甚至要有一个辅导。
So we need to have some understanding of the situation and learn how to counsel them.
那我们要怎么辅导呢
？So how do we counsel them?
我们看到撒母耳当然是用神的意识来辅导以色列百姓。
And we see how Samuel tried to use God's will to counsel people of Israel.
我们来看撒母耳记上第八章第七节第八节。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 7 and 8.
撒母耳记上第八章第七节第八节。
1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 7 and 8.
主对撒母耳说：“百姓向你所说的一切话，你只管依从。”因为他们不是嫌弃你乃是嫌弃我不要我做他们的王第八节自从我领他们出埃及到如今他们常常离弃我侍奉别神现在他们向你所行的是照他们素来所行的所以撒母耳问神那神就跟他讲说其实就是百姓不乖啦
Samuel asked God and God replied people are disobedient
就像他们在埃及一样啦。
And they're acting just like how they had done in Egypt.
所以他们不是嫌弃你，是嫌弃我啦。
They have not rejected you, but they have rejected me.
我们看十章的第十九节。
Please turn to chapter 10, verse 19.
十章十九节。
Chapter 10, verse 19.
十章十九节。
10, 19.
你们今日却怨弃了救你们脱离一切灾难的神，说：求你立一个王治理我们。现在你们应当按着支派、宗族都站在主面前。撒母在立王之前也再次的提到说，是你们厌弃了天上的神呐。
Before Samuel anointed a king, he said to the Israelites, "You have rejected this God in heaven."
他说，我们知道这件事情呢，是神是厌弃神的一个表现。
So we know that their request was an action of rejecting God.
我们看十二章的十六节到十九节。
Please turn to chapter 12, verse 16 to 19.
十二章十六节到十九节。
Chapter 12, verse 16 to 19.
现在你们要站住，看主在你们眼前要行一件大事。十七节。
17.
这不是割麦子的时候吗？我求告主，他必打雷降雨，使你们又知道又看出你们求立王的事，是在主面前犯大罪了。第十八节。
18.
于是撒母耳求告主，主就在这日打雷降雨。众民便甚惧怕主和撒母耳，所以呢，事实上一直重复的讲到这件事情，就是说这个事情是犯了大罪了。
The Bible repeatedly mentioned that their request is a great wickedness against God.
所以今天我们的孩子，我们自己有一个 peer pressure 有要跟别人做，我们真的要从神的眼光来看这件事情，而不是对人对他们有好处。一定是对我们有好处。
Therefore, we have to look at the peer pressure that our children face through God's perspective. Not everything that's that you think is good for your children, as pleases God.
后来，因为他们硬心了，神也应许他们继续立王了
Yeah, because of the hardness of their heart, God allowed them to have a king.
其实我们在辅导别人我们真的要跟他们弟兄姐妹一起来分享。我们真的是独居的民，不列在万民当中的人。
While we are counseling our brothers and sisters, we have to mention to them that we are a people dwell alone. We do not belong to other nations.
亚伯拉罕被称为是希伯来人。
Abraham was called a Hebrew.
希伯来就是从大河 go across 渡过来的一群人。
Hebrew means a people who cross over the great river.
所以亚伯拉罕的穿着是不一样的。
Therefore, Abraham dressed differently.
亚伯拉罕的言语是不一样的。
He speaks a different
language. 亚伯拉罕的价值是不一样的。
His value system is different.
亚伯拉罕的宗教是不一样的。
His religion is different.
全世界都拜多神，唯有亚伯拉罕是拜一神的。
Everyone in the world worship multiple gods, but Abraham is the only one that worship one god.
所以我们弟兄姐妹要彼此劝勉今天我们要勇敢Dare to be different. 我们要勇敢做一个不一样的人。
And therefore, today we have to encourage one another to dare to be different.
众人都在睡觉，你可以独自醒着，没有关系。
While everyone else is sleeping, it's okay that you stay awake.
我们要像莲花，是出淤泥而不染的；我们是濯清涟而不妖的；我们是真的是超乎这个世俗的上面的。
We have to surpass the people of this world and be like a lotus, even though it grows in mud, but yet its flower is very beautiful and pure.
但是呢，这个世界一些潮流常常要把我们冲走。
But yet the tides of this world, many often is very strong, want to sweep us away.
我们学启示录知道，末世有三口，就是龙口、兽口、假先知的口。
While studying the book of Revelation, we know that there are three mouths in end time. That is the mouth of dragon, of the beast, and of the frog.
那这些口所出来的一个东西，成为一条河，要把神的选民冲走。
The current that comes out from this their mouths are to sweep us away, the saints away.
所以我们活在这个世代呢，我们要站立得住，我们价值观要抓得稳，我们就不会随流失去了。
But while living in this world, if we hold on to our values, hold on to our beliefs, we will not be swept away.
所以我们要知道，真的这个魔鬼常常要来打击我们，让我们跟这些世俗的观念一样。
We have to know that Satan is constantly attacking us, wants to change our mind to align our mind to be that of the world.
所以我们真的要警醒了
So that's why we have to be very watchful.
伯恩教会有一个姐妹，她这样做见证。
There's a sister in Bowman Park Church that testified.
有段时间她非常的愁烦。
There was a period of time where she felt very anxious.
很多观念，她觉得世上的人都有走这一条路，为什么她好像不能？ 或者是他的家不能走同样的路呢，为很多人生的事情在那边愁烦。
And she feels that how come she and her family cannot walk the way that the world is walking.
后来她做了一个梦啊，神提醒她哈。
And she feels very anxious and distressed, and so she had a dream where God reminded her.
在梦中啊，她会知道自己一直在拿一个圆锹一直在挖土啊，一直挖，一直挖这样子。
In the dream, she saw that she's holding a shovel and she kept on digging into dirt.
但我们有时候烦恼啊，太多啊，被世界抓住啊。我们就好像一直在挖一个东西啊，一直挖，一直挖，无止境的在挖，从那个烦恼那个事情里面一直挖进去，这样子啦。
Sometimes when we have too much worries from this world, we'll be it's like us holding a shovel, keep on digging into dirt.
而且挖到最后呢，突然之间从地上跑出一条很漂亮的大红龙出来啊。
And at the end of her the labor, she digout a great beautiful red dragon.
后来就把它捆住了、哦、
And this dragon bound her.
我们有时候烦恼过多啊，或者是活在世界上啊，常常会遇到这个龙口兽口假先知口这个魔鬼的一个冲击啊，我们真的要站立得稳，真的要小心。
So if we have too much worries, or when the mouth of dragon and beasts are attacking us, we have to be extra careful.
所以我们要学习啊，能够超脱哈，能够不要跟世人，如果是不合圣经的，不一定要走他们的路啊。
We need to learn how to transcend ourselves above this world, so that we don't walk the way of this world.
当我们可以跟别人不一样的时候呢，真的勇敢的跟别人不一样的时候呢。
When we dare to be different,
其实别人也看得出来你的生命真的是完全不同的。
People around you can see that your life is different.
真的会觉得说，这个很不一样哦。那你在这个时候呢，反而可以为主耶稣发出光辉来啊。
They'll see that yes, he's different, and it's in this time that you can shine the light for the Lord.
所以我们在人世间一定要懂得依靠神不是依靠世间的人。或者是一切所有的resources 一切患子王可以做依靠的东西啦。
That's why in this world we have to learn how to rely on the Lord and not merely rely on resources that are available to us.
我们看诗篇的146篇。
Please turn to Psalm 146.
诗篇146篇第三节。
Psalm 146 verse 3.
146篇第三节。
146 verse 3.
146篇第三节
146 verse 3
你们不要依靠君王不要依靠世人他一点不能帮助第四节
verse 4
他的气一断就归回尘土他所打算的当日就消灭了请读
verse 3 Do not trust in princes immortal man in whom there is no salvation for his spirit departs he returns to the earth and that very day his thoughts perish
外面的人都依靠这个世界的权势，依靠钱财，依靠君王。
People in this world rely on princesses.
但是呢，神跟我们这边跟我们讲呢，他们是他们是气一断，什么都没有了。
But princes, yeah, the Bible tells us that when his spirit departs, he returns to the earth.
如果依靠君王我们要知道依靠人间的东西呢，它都有一个 side effect， 它都有一个副作用。
And we know that if we rely on people of this world, many times there will be side effects.
我们来看《撒母耳记上》第八章。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 8.
撒母耳记上第八章第十一节到第十节到第我们从第十节念起哈。
1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 10.
第十节念起啊。
Starting from verse 10.
撒母耳将主的话都传给求他立王的百姓说十一节。
11.
管辖你们的王必这样行他必派你们的儿子为他赶车跟马奔走在车前。十二节。
12.
又派他们做千夫长五十夫长为他耕种田地收割庄稼打造军器。和车上的器器十三节。
13.
必娶你们的女儿为他制造香膏。做饭烤饼十四节
14.
也必娶你们最好的田地葡萄园橄榄园赐给他的臣仆十五节
15.
你们的粮食和葡萄园所出的他必起十分之一给他的太监跟臣仆十六节
16.
又必娶你们的仆人卑女健壮的少年人和你们的驴工他 差用十七节
17.
你们的羊群他必取十分之一，你们也必做他的仆人，十八节
18.
那时你们必因所选的王哀求神，神却不应允你们。你看这个就是、哦、依靠世上的王的一些副作用、啊、
These are some of the side effects of relying on king of the world.
第一，你依靠别人就成为别人的奴隶啊。
First, if you rely on other people, you become that person's
slave. 你要服侍那个人。
You have to serve that person.
啊，第二，你要 pay tax.
Second, you have to pay tax.
你要把十分之一拿给他。
You have to give him one tenth of what you have.
当然，我们现在不止十分之一啊、哦，你没有结婚，大概要是百分之三十哦。
Of course, today we pay more than one tenth. If you're single, you have to pay perhaps 30%.
那更严重的是什么呢？
But what's more serious?
因为我们走世人的道路哦。他说：“你哀求神的时候呢，神就不听我们了。”这是最严重的事情，我们觉得。
Because you choose for yourselves the way of the world, the Lord will not answer you in that day when you cry out to Him.
所以我们在生命当中哦，真的懂得依靠神胜过人间所有的一切，真的。
So while living this world, we really have to know how to rely on God rather than man.
以前我们在西部的时候
，When I was living in the West Coast,
有些同龄会说传道，你常常都不在教会。
Some of the members would ask me, Pastor, you are rarely here in church.
我们教会真耶稣教有神哈。
The God is in True Jesus Church.
真的传道也不能做什么了。
It's true that pastor cannot do much.
我们每个人都是献上的，我们每个人都是活祭。
Every one of us is a living sacrifice.
每个人都是靠神来帮助教会。
And we have to rely on God to help this church.
所以他们后来真的自己选人做王了。
Later they chose a man to be their king.
他们种的是什么，收的是什么？后来真的是受王的辖制啊。
And truly, they read what they saw, and they were bound by their king.
很多人间很多事情哦，我们做了一个 action 哈、哦。
Many times when you perform action,
你有时候再回头，有时候就来不及了。
If you want to return, sometimes might be too late.
这件事情呢，到最后王被废了，就是结果就是这样子了。所有的王啊，国也破了，王也没了。
In the end, this king was rejected by God, and this nation went turmoil.
所以我们弟兄姐妹要学习啊，靠神啊，度过于人间的人跟人间的一切制度、一切资源、一切系统。
That's why we have to learn how to trust in God rather on our resources, on systems and people of this world.
没有错，医生是好的。
It's true that physicians are good.
但是生病哦，不是不可以找医生，但是不能只找医生，你要靠神呐、啊，找医生也要靠神哦。
When we're sick, it's okay to go to a doctor, but we have to remember what's more important is to rely on God.
有保险是好的。
It's good to have insurance.
但是我们不是靠保险过日子。
But we don't live our day-to-day life by relying on insurance alone.
人世间的一切啊。它是好的，有些是好的，但是重要是背后要靠神哦。
Some of the things of the world is good, but what's most important is to learn how to rely on God.
这是我们看到撒母耳对以色列百姓这些想跟别人一样的一些辅导。
So the above is some counseling that Samuel gave to Israelites who wanted to be like other nations.
我们知道结果，以色列百姓是不听的啦。
We know that in the end, Israelites refused to listen.
当我们学习服侍神，但是别人不听神的劝，我们该怎么反应呢？
When we are serving God and other people refuse to listen to our correction, what should we do?
我们看撒母耳记上八章第六节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 6.
八章第六节。
Chapter 8 verse 6.
撒母耳不喜悦他们说，立一个王治理我们，他就祷告主。我们有时候真的该做的都做了，但是人家就是不领情啊，我不能够体会你的意思啊，我圣经的旨意啊。
It's true that sometimes we've done everything that we can that's in our power, but other people still refuse to listen.
那怎么办呢？
Then what should you do at this point?
我们只要告诉神了哦。
There's nothing to do but to tell God.
我们看诗篇一百零九篇第四节。
Let's turn to Psalm 109 verse 4.
诗篇一百零九篇第四节。
Psalm 109 verse 4。
一百零九篇第四节。
109 verse 4。
他们以我为敌，以报我爱， 但我专心祈祷。哦，真的做工啊，啊，当你工作没有办法推行，唯一可以帮助我们的是回去神面前。
It's true that when you see that holy work is not advancing, the only thing that you can do is to return to God and pray to Him.
如果你站在撒母耳的鞋子里面，替他想，其实他一辈子尽忠爱神，到最后他感觉到是被人家厌弃呢。
If you put yourself in Samuel's shoes, you'll feel that he's done his best to do God's work. He's been faithful, yet in the end, he feels that he's rejected.
这个是我们很多做圣工的人的一个有时候会感受到的一种感觉。
This perhaps is a feeling that sometimes we share when we are doing holy work.
奇怪，我这么努力做，为什么结果是大家好像好像不是很 appreciate？ 不但不 appreciate 呢，有时候甚至要走不同的方向。或是 不一样的批评呢？
We might wonder how come I try my best, I do everything that I can, yet people continue to criticize me, and oh, it seems like the work is going nowhere.
其实啊，神安慰撒母耳这样讲啊。
But God comforted Samuel.
他们不是厌弃你，他们是厌弃我。
They are not rejecting you, they are rejecting me.
我想撒母耳听到这句话，他一定会得到安慰了哦。
I believe that when Samuel heard this, he felt comforted.
所以我们一有事情啊，你只要到神面前来呢，你一定会得到安慰了。
So if you come before God with any difficulty you have, you'll definitely feel comforted.
一个同龄说他最近实在是太软弱，根本连跪下来都跪不下来。
And there's a coworker that shared with me, he's so weak that he doesn't even have strength to kneel down.
因为环境太困难。
Because the environment he's in is very difficult.
一个工人就跟他这样讲哦。
So a worker said to him,
你没有办法祷告没有关系了哦。
It's okay if you cannot pray.
但是时间到了你还是要跪在那里啊。
But when the time comes, you still have to kneel there.
你不出声没有关系了。
It's okay if you don't make any sound.
你还是要跪到铃声响哦。
You still have to kneel there until the bell rings.
你做做看。
Try this.
我知道你现在祷告不下去。
I know that you can't pray right now.
但是你只要跪在那边呢。
But just kneel there.
奉耶稣圣名，静静的跪在那边。
Kneel there and kneel Lord Jesus in silence.
跟你往常一样。
Just like what you have done previously.
你一定会从那神那边得到安慰，得到力量。
You will definitely receive strength and comfort from God.
当有人不听我们辅导的时候。
When people refuse to listen to our counsel.
除了我们要回到神面前。
Besides returning to God.
我们也要把这个警告跟他来讲哦。
We have to tell them warning.
就是神跟他撒母耳讲了说，如果将来你们要立王，你们要户税啦，你们要做奴仆啦，你们甚至哀求神，神都不听了。这是警告，我们警告该讲还是要讲。
When Samuel told the people that in the future the king will bind you and collect tenth of everything that you have, and God will listen to your prayer, he's preaching a warning to them.
生命记就是诫命的重申呢。
The book of Deuteronomy is a declaration of warnings.
诫命的重申 repeated.
It's a repetition of commandments.
那所以我们有时候不厌其烦的要把神的道，你不听，我们也是要把那个结果跟大家讲。
And sometimes we repeat God's word to you over and over again, even though you wouldn't want to listen.
耶稣要说，你可以选你可以选这里的神、那里的神、那里的神，你有三种选择。但是至于我跟我家，我是要选天上这位神的。
Joshua said, "You have a choice. You can choose this God, that God, or that God. You have three choices."
我没有办法。
Household, I would choose God.
我没有办法阻挡别人犯罪哦。
There's no way that we can stop a person from sinning.
但是呢，我们要把结果跟他们讲哦。
But we have to tell them the results.
有个传道人在这个传道者的full-time minister holy worker seminar 的时候呢，他问一个问题。
The pastor asked a question during Holy Worker Seminar.
那个信徒当中有人同居，到底要怎么办呢？
What should you do if members are cohabiting?
你要去讲啊。
You have to tell them.
要跟他讲圣经上的道理是什么。
You have to tell them what the Bible teaches.
再不听，就带一个人继续再跟他讲。
If they refuse to listen, bring another person and repeat the same warning.
再不听，就把他当成外邦人看待。
If they still refuse to listen, then treat them like Gentiles.
这个是圣经的方法。
This is the Bible's method.
所以我们有时候所做的不一定是所讲的不一定是人家想听的。
Sometimes what we say may not be what other people want to hear.
警告还是要传的。
Yeah, we still have to preach them this warning.
那 撒母耳把警告通通传了，再不听怎么办呢？
Samuel has preached all the warnings, yet they still refuse to listen. And what should he do?
我们来看八章的十九节。
Let's turn to chapter 8, verse
19. 八章十九节到二十二节。
Chapter 8, verse 19 to 22.
八章十九节到二十二节。
Chapter 8, 19 to 22.
百姓竟不肯听撒母耳的话，说不然，我们定要一个王治理我们。二十节，使我们像列国一样，有君有王治理我们，统领我们，为我们征战。二十一，撒母耳听见百姓这一句话，就将这话陈明在主面前。二十二，主对撒母耳说，你只管依从他们的话，为他们立王。撒母耳对以色列人说，你们各归各城去吧。人家再不听哦，你很难过，还是再一次的回到神面前，跟神陈明你所做的结果。
If they still refuse to listen, you feel very bad, but you still return to God and tell God what happened.
所以你看哦，撒母耳早期啊，是神用异象跟他讲话，用神叫他的名字啊，在这个神主动跟他接触了。
When Samuel was young, God reached out to him and talked to him through a vision.
那撒母耳年老了，他就懂得祷告，再祷告。老了，继续祷告。
When Samuel has grown old, he has learned how to pray and pray and pray and tell God everything.
Even until he is old, right?
Even until he's old.
就是我们年纪大了，重要的学习就是怎么样懂得把我们的事情跟神讲清楚。
So when,
跟神讲。
When we are old, we should learn how to tell our needs to God.
你知道人硬心的时候呢，神会任凭人去做他想做的事情。
Do you know that when a person is hard in his heart, God will let him go?
就像那个神让浪子出去流浪一样啊，那个爸爸，耶稣讲的比喻，爸爸让浪子出去流浪，留不住了。这个爱是不能强迫的，你不能强迫人来依靠神啊。
Just like the father let the prodigal son go out and wander because he had no way of keeping him at home.
所以神就任凭以色列百姓去了。
So God let the people do whatever they wanted to.
所以啊，今天呢，有时候我们呢。传警告啊，人还是不听的。
Today, even when we preach warnings, people will refuse to listen.
以赛亚跟神讲说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
Isaiah said to God, "Here I am, please send me."
神说：“你要去啊，但是你传的没有人听了。”
God said, "You shall go, but no one will listen to you."
以赛亚说：“到什么时候呢？”
Isaiah said, "Till when?"
是到很久很久以后。
God
是到末日再来了。
God said, "Till the end of time."
耶稣传福音没有人听啊。
No one listened to Jesus preaching.
格拉逊、伯塞大这些人都不听啊。
People in Gerasene and Bethany refused to listen.
耶稣感谢天上的神呢、啊。
Yet Jesus thanked the God in heaven.
所以传警告人家不听怎么办呢
？So when we're preaching warning, people refuse to listen.
当我们回到神的面前来，我们就知道该怎么样继续为神工作下去啊。
We'll know what to do when we return to God.
我们就来看何西阿书第十三章第十节。
Lastly, let's turn to Hosea chapter 13, verse 10.
当人硬心走自己的路的时候，结果是什么呢
？What happened when a person hardened his heart and refused to listen?
当人不听先知警告的结果是什么呢
？What's the result? What would happen if a person refused to listen?
十三章
，a preacher's warning.
第十节，第十一节。
Chapter 13, verse 10.
你曾求我说，给我立王和首领，现在你的王在哪里呢？治理你的在哪里呢？让他在你所有的城中拯救你吧。十一节。
11.
我在怒气中将王赐你，又在烈怒中将王毁去。请读。
Verse 10. Were not as your king that he may save you in all your cities, and your judges of whom you requested, give me a king and princes. 11. I gave you a king, my anger took him away, my wrath.
所以啊，有时候很多事情啊，不一定要强求了。
Sometimes we don't have to force a thing to happen.
更重要的是要了解神的旨意。
What's most important is to understand God's will.
当我们知道有人不听劝的时候
，When we know that a person refuses to listen to our counsel,
人要对自己所选择的负责任。
That person has to be responsible the way that he chose.
我们听从神，神为我们负责任。
We listen to God, God will be responsible for us.
我们听自己，我们自己要。挑责任
But if you listen to yourself, you have to bear the responsibility.
种的是什么，收的也是什么。
You will reap what you sow.
所以今天辅导员呢，也需要去找辅导员。
So today, even counselors have to seek counselors.
在这个旧金山大桥有很多人自杀。
many people committed suicide over the Golden Gate Bridge.
有一个辅导员呢，常常在辅导这些自杀的人。
There was a counselor who counseled this type of people.
后来自己也患了忧郁症。
But in the end, he himself had depression.
因为很多人都是没有办法走出来。
Because a lot of people, they have very hard time of walking out.
所以今天呢，我们真的要去找一个最大的辅导员，那就是我们主耶稣基督。
So today we have to look, seek for this greatest counselor, which is Lord Jesus.
所以为我们从这段历史来学习怎么样辅导同侪的压力。
So from this passage in history, we learn how to counsel peer pressure.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
452首。
452.